Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're broadcasting live from the New Brennan Rock and Roll Academy in Sioux Falls. The Academy will provide free music education to kids in the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Sioux Empire. The emphasis is on rock, and the Academy celebrates its grand opening this week with a series of fundraising performances. The band Night Ranger kicks things off tonight with a live performance, and with us right now, a couple members of the band, Night Ranger's lead singer and a bassist, Jack Blades.
Hey, thanks. Chuck, great to be here.
Thanks for joining.
How was that show? You like that?
What's that?
Like that music? Was that okay?
That was a blast.
Yeah.
Glad you
And also Kelly over here, huh?
And Kelly Keggy, drums, also the other lead vocalist in the band. Thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday. Let me try and get this around like this. There you go.
Kelly's headphone challenge. Do you think he'd know by now after 30 or 40 years in the recording studio? You think he'd know by now, right, on headphones?
Really? Oh, careful.
Yeah. 30, 40 years, you say. What's it like now to be playing here and doing your music essentially acoustically?
It's better now. I mean, we did it here. We're doing it acoustically because we released the, of course, you mentioned it earlier today, the album we put out last September, 24 Strings and a Drummer, which is a acoustic live CD with a companion DVD. And here's Brad Gillis with us right here.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Hey, so we love it. We love it. We love the playing acoustically. It's just amazing. I mean, first of all, you can't hide behind amplifier stacks and big drums
or
and big
loud
PAs
music
or loud music. So it's got to be good. Otherwise, you suck.
You have to reinvent it. Basically, what you have to do. You have to reinvent.
Do you have to? When you talk about reinventing, do you have to think about your music in a different way, or you have
we
to
do.
Listen differently?
Do absolutely, because you know a lot of times you know songs are based on you know intros and stuff like that, and solos are based on amplifiers and tone and stuff like that, and this is just you're out there naked with an acoustic guitar, you know. So I think in a lot of ways it's better because you can kind of get a little more creative with it, I think, you know.
And the thing about Joel and I being the guitar players is you kind of got to transpose a lot of the solos to make them work on acoustic, because you don't have all these high octaves on electric to be able to play. You know, you can't do it on acoustic because you can only go so far. So we got to end up transposing our solos and working around the original solos, which Joel and I worked out, and it's a blast to do. It's a different concept, and it's definitely a challenge. But we've been doing it so long, we do so much morning radio, and you know we've done so much radio doing acoustic stuff that we're kind of used to it now, and to do performances like this is kind of a challenge, and it's fun, and it exudes to the audience, and they pick up on it.
Do these songs sound for you fresher? Is this a new way to play it, and then just reinvigorate?
Absolutely.
That's a good question, Chuck, because it absolutely does. It makes us. It's like you're playing the song brand new all over again. You know what I mean? You're interpreting it a different way. There's a lot of things that we play acoustically on these songs that we don't when we're playing live in front of an arena or something like that. So it does. It makes a big difference, and it's like you said, it's more fun for us. I mean, we really enjoy it.
Now, here we are at this new facility, the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy. I'm wondering, for you, when you were starting out playing as kids, was there anything like this?
No, not at all.
Yeah, somebody's garage.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We just got together and played, basically. That's what you with your buddies or whoever. You know, a guy up the street had a guitar, and you had
his mom's garage, and everybody, you know, and you play too loud. And
police always came.
Police would come. The parents would come in and go, can you tone it down a notch?
Just
can you
notch.
Just tone it down a notch? A notch. What is a notch? What are you talking about?
You can't
about?
Tone drums down. You cannot tone drums down. And, you know, fortunately for us, you know, back in the day when we got together, they had a nice big rehearsal hall in Marin, Mill Valley, California. And we were able to go and rehearse in a big room, which we could crank and everything. But we started out in Jack's living room.
But to have this type of a facility available to you, I mean, can you imagine how, you know, it's like an open canvas for an artist with all the paintbrushes and say, just go.
Right.
Go, do what you can do.
Exactly.
And to be able to have teachers in here showing the kids how, you know, how
bringing
to play
everybody
guitar,
together.
How to play.
You know,
yeah,
that's what's
and
great
writing songs.
This.
We wrote a song yesterday here up on that stage for our new album. Like, we created... I'm telling you, it's a creative atmosphere. And Kelly and I even mentioned it, that the way it's set up mm-hmm. reminds us of like 1972, the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset
it's
Strip.
Set up just like this.
It had a balcony up there and this small stage, like a stage right here, and the big room. It's just it's great.
Without the whiskey.
So there's something about the place, you think, that has that creative vibe? That
it already does.
No doubt about it.
It already does. It already has that exciting, creative vibe to it.
Plus, you know, Chuck spared no expense. Everything in here is top-notch, state-of-the-art. He was talking about how the walls in between the little rehearsal studios are like a foot
soundproof
thick
almost.
And it's, you know, soundproof. Yeah. And you know, you look around, and it's, everything's top-notch here. So I could see this being probably the top facility in probably the world for
kids to come to.
They
have a recording studio here.
I know. I think it's going to start a trend. I think it's going to start a trend. I think people are going to come here and see this, and I think these kind of – it would be great. I would love to see, and I'm sure we'd all, as musicians, would love to see something like this spread across the country like wildfire,
right.
And just have a place like this for boys and girls to grow up and play and you know, with music and everything. Because, you know, in schools, they're cutting back on the arts programs. They're cutting back on music and on arts. And here to have this – available, it's just unbelievable.
Now, Night Ranger, you've been here for a few days.
Yes.
And you played the practice performance concert on Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was no Super Bowl moment.
No
lights went out.
So that was the test.
No costume thing.
Yeah, there was no wardrobe malfunctions or Super Bowl moments with the lights going out. Everything worked.
No boobies.
Yeah. So you've been rehearsing, practicing, writing new material when you've been
That's
here?
That's what we've been doing. We flew in, we played a concert at the arena in Las Vegas on Friday night, flew in with Chuck Saturday, played, tested it out, played here Saturday night, and then we took the day off Sunday.
Sunday off, and Monday we wrote a song.
Monday we wrote a song. I don't know how much more, you know, busy we can get. You know?
It's a great town. We love it here. You know, it's the weather's cold, but everybody's really nice here in Sioux Falls.
I think
really
it's a warming trend today. It's up to 20-something.
I think it'll warm up. Yeah.
I rolled up the sleeve of my parka.
I went out and got sun today. Come on.
So how did you get involved with Chuck Brennan and the Rock and Roll Academy?
Well, Chuck's been a buddy of ours for a few years now, and when he said I'm setting up this thing, I'm going to create this thing, I'm going to give back to my hometown, you know, where it all started for me, I'm going to give back to my hometown. And we said, we're in. Yeah. What do you want us to do? We're in. What do you got? Whenever you do it, and he said, well, I got a groundbreaking. This was a year ago when they did the groundbreaking. We said, well, when you kick it off, when you open the doors for everybody else, we're in. And so, sure enough, here we are, the first night.
And loving the idea of starting from the ground up with, you know, with kids, you know, and that whole idea of, like, you know, them being creative in here. And, you know, I mean, that was just, like, such a great idea. We thought, you know, we'd have to be involved, you know. So
yeah.
It's great because, you know, Chuck's a star around here. We were having dinner next to the hotel last night, and after we were just talking to a few people in the restaurant, and everybody knew Chuck. Everybody knew what was going on.
And you know what's the great thing about that is the people were saying to us, it's wonderful when someone who's from here can give back to the community.
Right.
And that's what's so great about it, you know, to be able to give back to the community where it all started for you. So.
And I just love the idea that we're the first ones here.
I know. Yeah. Playing. Hey, yeah, I'm going to give – this is Eric Levy, our keyboard player. I'm going to put him on here.
Okay, well, we've got about a minute left here. Well, Eric Levy playing in with the band the last couple of days and being a part of this group. What's that been like?
Oh, it's been an absolute joy. Unbelievable that these guys have lived such extraordinary lives, and to be able to be a part of what they're doing today, it really truly exciting for me.
And Joel Hoekstra is here as well. Thanks for joining us. We only have about a minute or left here, but the experience of coming to the Academy here and playing with the band?
Wonderful. Chuck does everything the right way, does everything first class, and, you know, we're just honored to be a part of it. And, I mean, nowadays, I think with school and budgets for the music, this is just more valuable than ever, and I just think he's doing a tremendous service to the community and for music itself. So we're totally honored to be here.
Did you have anything like this when you were starting
are
out?
Are you kidding? No way, man. I mean, my parents are classical musicians. There was always music in the house, but the opportunity to, you know, foster a rock and roll environment where you can, you know, really learn from educators and have rehearsal spots available, man, what a blessing. So I hope everybody comes down and takes advantage of it. It really is special, and Chuck is just a great dude for doing this, man.
Yeah. And Eric, you had anything like this when you were starting out?
No. And in fact, I was saying, I told Chuck that within a minute of walking through this place and taking a look around, there's, well, where I live in the Bay Area, there's nothing like this. Even in the professional facilities, there's nothing that even comes close to this. It's such a wonderful thing. Such a wonderful thing.
Well, Eric Levy and Joel Hoekstra, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday. Also spoke with Brad Gillis, Kelly Keggy, and Jack Blades, all members of the band Night Ranger, and they're here helping to open up the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy here in Sioux Falls. It will serve the boys and girls clubs of the Sioux Empire. And Night Ranger is kicking off a whole series of grand opening and fundraising performances this week. They're all sold out, but there is a free open house on Friday, so check that out here at the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy in Sioux Falls. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday. We've been broadcasting live from the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy. Special thanks to Night Ranger, and also thanks to Chuck Brennan for joining us today and for hosting us here. Steven Zwemke is our producer. Our on-site engineers are Steve Munson and Brian Adams. Thanks to Owen DeYoung and Chris Vermillion, or Chris Loffrey, in our studios in Vermillion. Coming up later this afternoon at 3 o'clock, we're broadcasting a live press conference from Senator Tim Johnson. He's announcing his political future and is widely expected to announce his retirement at the end of his third term. Coming up tomorrow on Dakota Midday, we'll discuss Senator Johnson's announcement with the Dakota Political Junkies and also USD political science professor Mike Card. That's at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Stay tuned. Talk of the Nation is coming up next.